人们都在不断的忙碌。
We can see that people are continually being busy.
也不断的进修。
And they continue to strive to improve themselves.
目的是希望自己能够更上一层楼。
And the objective is to hope that they will be able to improve themselves or to go one step further.
楼代表一个目标或者是一种的理想。
A step or a level refers to a goal or an ideal that one has.
那每一个人想上的那一层楼大概都不一样的。
And perhaps the level that each one of us wants to reach may be different.
因为每个人的理想和目标都不同啊。
Because the goals and the ideals of everyone is different.
那你是想上哪一层楼呢？
And to what level do you want to take a step to?
当你全力以赴想更上一层楼的时候
，And when you strive all ways and means to take one step further，
你没有想到一句话， have, 一句跟楼有关的话。
Have you considered this saying, which has something to do with a level？
那就是人去楼空。
That is when man leaves, the level is empty。
当你上的那一层楼
，When you reach that level，
可是人要去楼要空。那这不就是枉费心机百忙一场吗？
But when man leaves, then this level becomes empty. So isn't all this a vanity?
我并不是要泼你的冷水。
I do not want to pour cold water upon you.
但我真的希望你能够冷静地来思想。
But I hope you can consider carefully.
免得到头来一场空。
Or else at the very end, it is an empty vessel.
更上一层楼是好的。
It's good to improve or to go one step further.
但如果上错了楼，那就真的是不好了。
But it's not good if we were to go up the wrong level.
因为你没有第二个青春，让你可以从头再来啊。
Because you have no longer another youth for you to start once again.
所以古人写诗这样的说。
So the ancient poets they wrote this.
他说：“少年不识愁滋味，爱上层楼，爱上层楼。”
Says the young, they do not know about sorrow and pain, so they love to go one step further, to go one step further.
而今世境愁滋味，欲说还休，欲说还休。
But now, after tasting all these sorrows and pain, they find it hard to say anything.
他重复地说，爱上层楼，又重复地说，欲说还休。
And this poet repeatedly mentioned the phrase, to love to take one step further,and repeatedly mentioned the phrase that they find it hard to express themselves later on.
有许多的话他想要说，但是到后来他还是不说也罢。
There are much that he has to say or he wants to say, but when he thinks about it, he just forgets about it.
从爱上层楼到欲说还休这个过程当中啊，包含了许多的感慨和许多的遗憾在内啊。
And from this period of wanting to go to the next level, the period whereby he finds it hard to even express himself anymore, there lies much regret.
他真的上了这一层楼吗？
Has he truly gone up to this level?
他真的成功了吗？
Is he truly successful?
为什么却有那么多的遗憾呢？
Why are there so much regret?
因此彼得劝勉我们。
Hence, Elder Peter encourages us.
我们要追求在灵性上更上一层楼。
We must strive in our faith to go one level higher.
这样的追求绝对不会让你遗憾的，也绝对不会让你枉费心机的。
And in this striving, it will not cause you to be disheartened, but it will not cause you to be regretful.
如果你真的上了灵性这一层楼的话
，And if you truly have gone one level higher in this life of faith,
你真的可以穷千里目，直达到天庭啊
！And you,
一穷千里目，更上一层楼，你可以看到天那边去啊。
So you can indeed go one step higher, so much so that you can see the heavens.
他是这样说的。
This is what he said.
请看彼得后书第三章。
Second Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书，对不起，第一章。
Second Peter chapter 1.
我们读第三节到第八节。
We read from verses 3 to 8. Second Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 8.As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说，神已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们了。
Here mentions that God has given us, as His divine power has given us to all us, all things that pertain to life and godliness.
我们不但明白，我们也相信了。
And not only do we understand, but we believe.
我们已经得到这个又宝贵又极大的应许。
And that we have already received this precious and great promise.
但是我们的灵程不应该就停在这里。
But our spiritual life shouldn't just remain at a state.
只是这样并不能够保证让你能够得救进天国的。
If we remain at a state, it doesn't guarantee that we will surely go into the heavenly kingdom.
你必须要不断地来追求更上一层楼。
You must continually strive to go one level higher.
所以他说，
So he said,
因为这个缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。
And also for this very reason, giving all diligence.
有了信心，要加上德行。
Add to your faith virtue.
有了德行，又要加上知识。
Add to virtue knowledge.
他说，如果我们充充足足的有了这几样。
And since if we abound in all these things,
那么我们就不至于闲懒，不结果子。
Then we will be neither barren nor unfruitful.
我们的苦工一定会有实在的收成的。
And our labors will surely reap its reward.
这是什么收成呢？
And what reward?
这种的苦工绝对不会枉然。
This kind of labor will not be in vain.
因为在十一节他说，
Because in verse 11 it says,
他说这样，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
因此我们要追求在灵性上更近，更上一层楼。
Hence, in our life of faith, we must strive to go one level higher.
我已经谈过在信心上和德行上更上一层楼。
I've already talked about going one step further or improving in our faith and virtue.
那现在我们来讲在知识上更上一层楼。
And now I'd like to talk about how to improve in virtue and knowledge.
这个知识当然是圣经的知识。
And this knowledge surely refers to the knowledge of the Bible.
彼得他这样说。
Elder Peter says,
请看第三章的十七跟十八节。
Look at chapter 3 verses 17 and 18. 2 Peter 3 verse 17 and 18. You therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen.
他提醒我们要在主的恩典和知识上有长进。
He reminds us to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
你们既然预先知道这些事，你们就当防备。
Since you know these things beforehand, you must beware.
预先知道什么事呢？
And what do you know beforehand?
就是有恶人出现，要传错误的道理，要引诱人离开正道。
As the wicked will appear to preach a wrong gospel to deceive the people away from the truth.
因此你就必须要防备。
Hence, you must prepare yourselves.
那恐怕你会被恶人的错谬的道理诱惑。
Lest you will be led away by this error of the wicked.
也许你认为你自己是信心很坚固的。
Perhaps you may think that your faith is very steadfast.
但是彼得长老很担心。
But Elder Peter was very worried.
说虽然是这样。
Since although this is so,
你也应当要防备。
You must be prepared.
免得你从你自己坚固的地步上坠落。
Or else, lest you may fall away from your own steadfastness.
有一个事实告诉我们。
There is a fact that tells us.
在许多跌倒的人当中。
Amongst many who fall.
许多在道理上传错道理或者被错误的道理所影响的人。
Amongst those people who preach the wrong gospel or who have been misled by this errors.
并不是那一些无知幼稚的年轻信徒啊。
There's not those who are unknowledgeable and naive Christians.
里面甚至包括了传道执事跟教会的负责人。
And amongst those people will include the preachers and ministers and even leaders of a church.
他们都是热心的。
They were all fervent.
他们都是带领教会的。
And they all were leaders of a church.
他们都是曾经很坚固的。
And they were once very steadfast.
可是今天呢？
But today,
他们却从自己坚固的地步上坠落了。
They have fell from their position of being steadfast.
在感情上来说，我真的感觉到很伤心。
And with regards to emotional ties, I feel indeed very sad.
这些人曾经都是同工，都是好朋友。
Once these people were my co-workers, were my good friends.
可是今天却成了陌生的人。
But today they have become strangers.
道不同。
The ways are different.
这是非常可惜的事情。
And this is indeed very pitiful.
所以彼得长老所讲的话不是多余的。
So the words of Elder Peter was not something extra.
亲爱的弟兄啊
，Beloved，
你们既然预先知道这事
，Since you know these things beforehand，
就应当防备。
You must beware。
所以你不能够说
，So you cannot say，
为什么会有这样的事情发生呢
？Why is it that such things will happen？
我不知道会有这样的事情发生呢
？I do not know that such things will happen。
你不能够以这个作为一个借口。
You cannot make use of this as an excuse。
因为圣经已经预先告诉我们这些事是必须有的。
Because the Bible has told us beforehand that these things will surely happen.
因此你有一个责任。
Hence you have a responsibility.
要做好防备。
To do this work of preparation.
怎么样防备呢
？How are you to do this work of prevention?
就是要在主的恩典和知识上有长进。
That is, you must grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们除了一方面要求神保守我们以外
，On the one hand, we have to pray to God to preserve us.
但是你更有一个你自己应当尽的责任。
But you also have your own responsibility that you have to do.
就是在圣经知识上更上一层楼。
That is, in the knowledge of the Word of God, you have to go one step further.
如果你不追求圣经知识
，If you do not pursue after the knowledge of the Bible,
你就没有这种知识来去分辨是非。
Then you do not have the knowledge to discern between right and wrong.
既然不知道对和错。你甚至会把错当作对，而把对当作是错的。
And since you are not able to discern between right and wrong, then you may even treat right as wrong and wrong as right.
那你能够把这个责任推给别人吗
？And can you push this responsibility to other people?
你能够说，哎呦，我不知道，我不明白啊。
Or can you say, oh, I do not understand, I do not know.
你不能够这样的说。
You cannot say this.
因为彼得长老说
，Because Elder Peter says,
亲爱的弟兄们啊
，Beloved。
你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备。
Since you know these things beforehand, beware.
要在主的恩典和知识上有长进。
But you must grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以我们有这个责任，要自己下功夫，要在圣经的知识上更上一层楼的。
And so we have this responsibility to strive to know more about the Word of God.
我们有这个责任，不但是来维护这个真道，还要懂得来分辨真道。
And not only do we have this responsibility to preserve the truth, we must also have this responsibility to be able to discern the truth.
这不只是传道执事们的责任，这是每一个基督徒的责任。
And this is not the responsibility of just the preachers and the ministers, but the responsibility of every Christian.
因为圣经不再像是天主教的时代，只是由神父来讲解，信徒都没有圣经的。
Because the Bible is not only left for the priests or the bishops in the Catholic Church to just read and interpret, it's for everyone of us.
如果只有传道知识才有圣经，信徒都没有圣经，也不能够去自己读圣经的。那当然你没有，当然你可以这样说了。
Of course, if only the preachers or the ministers had the Bibles to read and study, and you do not have, then you can say these things.
但是人人都有一本圣经。
But every one of us has a Bible.
人人都有这个责任，要来圣经上、知识上来追求长进的。
And every one of us has this responsibility to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
只是很多的信徒却以为这一些是长老执事的问题。
But the problem lies in that many believers think that this is a problem of the elders and ministers.
哦，真理是吗？那交给长执会。
Oh, this is the truth. We leave it to the board of ministers.
这就是我们的习惯，对不对
？Isn't this our habit?
是的，当要判断的时候，他们有这个责任。
Yes, when they have to make a judgment, they have this responsibility.
那是在一个组织行政上，他们要处理。
And this is something that they do administratively.
我们当然不能够说我们信徒来，我们自己来处理。
We cannot say, oh, we believers will decide this matter ourselves.
因为教会有个组织。
Because the church has an organization.
所以就交给负责单位来去负责处理。
So we leave this to the people in charge to deal with the matter.
可是在平时上。
But in normal,
这其实我们人人的责任来去了解是与非、对与错啊。
It's our responsibility to discern whether these things are right or wrong.
保罗他也是很担心这样的问题。
And Paul too was very worried about this problem.
因为圣灵明明的启示，将来有很多传异端的，将来也有许多被引诱而背道离经的。
Because the scriptures too prophesy of many believers who will be led astray, who will be deceived by the false doctrines.
我们是不是其中的一个呢
？Are we one of them?
请看提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第一节到第三节
verses 1 to 3 First Timothy chapter 4 verses 1 to 3 Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons speaking lies and hypocrisy having their own conscience seared with a hot iron forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth
圣灵明说
The Spirit expressly says,
在后来的时候，必有人离去真道。
That in latter times some will depart from the faith.
什么是邪灵和鬼魔的道理呢？
What are the doctrines or the teachings of the deceiving spirits and demons?
你发觉到这并不是那些奇奇怪怪或者神秘的。
You'll find that these are not of those mysterious things and those supernatural things.
反倒看起来好像是很严肃、很虔诚的事情。
But rather, these are things which, on the surface, seems to be very serious and very reverent.
保罗举出几个例子。
And Paul gave a few examples.
在第三节。
In verse 3.
他们禁止嫁娶。
They forbid to marry.
他们禁戒食物。
And they command to abstain from some foods.
他们说我们要追求圣洁。
They say we must strive for holiness.
而信是会使人家犯罪的，令人家思想不圣洁，想入非非。
And sex will cause one to sin and will cause one to think of all the evil thoughts.
因此，圣人是不允许结婚的。
And so holy people are not allowed to be married.
变成一个童男童女，这才是圣洁的。
And so to be a virgin, man or female, then they are considered to be holy.
所以在中古时代就有这个修道院，他们就是主张禁戒肉体的情欲，不娶不嫁。
And
修道院。就是成为
in ancient times there were the monasteries whereby these people will go into the monastery to keep themselves away from this sex and abstain from such things.
但是保罗说这个是属于鬼魔的道理，这并不是神的道理。
But Paul said that these were teachings according to the demons and deceiving spirits.
他们又禁戒各种的食物。
And they commanded the abstainance from some foods.
尤其是对这些信主的外邦人。
Especially to the Gentile believers.
这些道理好像对，但其实却是错的。
These teachings seem to be right, but they're actually wrong.
但是却有许多的人这样的传，而可惜的也有许多人这样的信。
But there were some people who preached in such a manner, and pitifully, quite a number believe.
他们竟然不明白神的旨意。
They did not understand the will of God.
也不知道圣经所说的话。
And they did not understand the words of the Bible.
只是听那个人说，就相信那个人所说的话。
They just listen to the words of these people and they believe in them.
所以我们做信徒的
so as believers,
我们自己有这个责任
we have this responsibility ourselves,
自己明白圣经所说的是什么
to understand what the Bible actually says.
我们不是根据哪一个人所说的来判断
we do not discern depending upon which is the person speaking it.
我们是根据圣经主耶稣所说的话来做判断
but rather we discern with the words of Jesus from the Bible.
你说的有理由
What you said is reasonable.
但是符合主耶稣的教训吗？
But are these in accordance to the teachings of Jesus?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
你总要想，这是主耶稣的教训吗？
You must think whether these are teachings of Jesus.
那保罗也提醒那一些做执事、做负责人的。
And Paul too reminded the ministers and leaders of the church.
在第六节。
In verse 6. Verse 6. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
怎么样是基督耶稣的好执事呢?
What does it mean to be a good minister of Jesus Christ?
保罗在这里谈到,
Here Paul mentions,
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们, 那你就是基督的好执事了。
If you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ.
这些事就是指这些异端的引诱, 这些似是而非的道理。
These things will refer to this half-truths and this seductions.
你要保护他们，你要教导他们，让他们明白，不要陷入这个错误的道理里面。
You must teach them, you must instruct them, so that they will not fall into this trap of deception.
而听的人也应该要有这个心，要来留心听他所说的对还是不对。
And the listeners have the responsibility to listen carefully to decide whether what they're saying is right or wrong.
在这个时候，我们常常感情用事。
At this time, we often make use of emotions to decide the matter.
你为什么要讲台上公开这样讲那个人呢？
Why is it that you have to openly talk about this person on the pulpit?
这个是不好啊。
This is not good.
你不知道他是我的亲戚吗？
Don't you know that he is my relative?
你这样不给我脸吗？
You are not giving me face.
但是你却不是想。
But you do not consider.
这不是讲人的问题，这是讲道理的问题。
This is not a question about the person, but it's a question about the doctrine of the Word of God.
我们现在不是针对那一个人，我们现在是针对那一个道理。
We are not attacking or directing at a person, but we are directing at the message or the doctrine of the Word.
而你要听的就是听，那他讲的对吗？这个道理到底怎么样才是圣经的教训？
And what you want to hear or listen is whether these things that are said are in accordance to the Word of God.
讲的人也要纯粹以真道为出发点，听的人也真的以领受真道为出发点。
And so the speaker and the listener must make use of the word of God as a starting point to speak and to listen.
他说
，He said，
你要在你父从的善道上得的教义。下半段。
You must be nourishing the words of faith and of good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
一个好执事要服从善道，而不是服从人道。
And a good minister will be one who follows the good doctrine and not the wrong doctrines.
很多时候为了人道，我们不敢讲真道。
Often because of men, people are not willing to speak the truth.
我们怕这样讲了会得罪的人，也会得罪了他的亲戚或者他的支持者。
And we are afraid that when we speak, we will we will hurt the person, his relatives or his supporters.
因此明知道他是错的，但是我们却不敢讲或者不想讲。
And so even though we know that they are wrong, we do not dare to say or we do not wish to say anything.
在这个时候，我们不是服从善道，我们已经服从了人道了。
At this point of time, we are not carefully following the good doctrine, but rather the doctrines of men.
如果是这样，那我们还是耶稣基督的门徒吗？还是他的仆人吗？
If this is so, are we disciples and servants of the Lord Jesus Christ?
同样的，信徒也是一样。
In the same way, believers are the same.
你明不知道圣经的道理是什么？
You know clearly for yourselves what the doctrines of the Bible is.
那你明知道那个人所讲的人的道理是什么？
And you know the teachings of men that these people are propagating.
在圣经的道跟人的道之间，你怎么样做一个选择呢？
And what choice are you going to make between the words of God and the words of men?
我们必须要学习服从善道。
We must learn to follow after the good doctrines.
必须要说明真道。
And we must declare the good doctrines.
真道不能够不说的。
And we must declare the truth of the word of God.
因为胜过异端的唯一方法是什么？
Because what is the only way to overcome all these deceitful teachings?
那就是阐明真道。
That is to manifest the truth.
真道就是光。
The truth is the light.
只有光才能够驱散黑暗的。
And only the light can cast away the darkness.
所以你不点燃真理的光，你怎么驱散异端的黑暗呢？
So if you do not light the light of the truth, then how can you cast away the darkness, the teachings of this darkness?
如果我们现在把这些灯一盏盏的关掉，
if we switch off all the lights here in the hall right now,
你就会发觉黑暗越来越深。
Then you find that darkness is growing, going deeper and deeper.
如果全部灯都关掉的话，
if all the lights are switched off,
我们已经陷入黑暗里面了。
We are already in the midst of darkness.
黑暗其实不能够征服我们的。黑暗其实不能够征服我们的，征服 attack。
So actually, darkness cannot attack us.
因为我们有灯光。
Because we have the light.
你只要点燃这个灯光。
As long as you light this lamp.
这个黑暗就会驱散的。
Then this darkness will be dispelled.
你开越多的灯。
And the more lamps you switch on.
你就看不到黑暗了。
Then you cannot see darkness anymore.
外面是不是很黑呢？
Isn't it very dark outside?
但是这里呢？
What about here?
这里却是光明的。
Here is full of light.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为里面有灯呢。
Because there's lamps or lights in here.
但是如果你把里面的灯关掉的话。
If you switch off all these lights,
外面的黑暗立刻跑进来了。
Then the darkness from outside will surely come in.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus tells us,
真理的灯光是不能够被熄灭的。
You cannot extinguish the light of the truth.
每一个人都有这个责任，要点燃真理的真光，照耀这个真理。
And all of us have this responsibility to light this lamp of truth to shine forth.
对不起，不是照耀真理，是让真理照耀我们。
Sorry, it's to allow the truth to shine into us.
请看马可福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
Mark 福音第四章。
Mark chapter 4.
21-23节。
Verses 21-23. Mark chapter 4, verses 21-23. And he said to them, Is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light.If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear.
主耶稣在这里所说的灯光是指真理的灯光。
And the light that Jesus refers to here is the light of the truth.
真理的灯光不能够隐藏起来的。
And the light of the truth cannot be hidden.
你不能够放在斗底下或者是床底下。
You cannot put it under a basket or under a bed.
你必须放在灯台上就能够照亮一家的人。
And you must set it on a lampstand to shine upon the whole family.
隐藏的事没有不显出来的。
There's nothing hidden which will not be revealed.
隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。
Nor has anything been kept secret that it should come to light.
特别是指真理的事。
And this especially refers to the matters of the truth.
因为在马太福音的第十章。
Because in Matthew chapter 10.
26跟27节。
Verses 26 and 27.
主耶稣讲得更清楚。
Jesus said even more clearly.
马太福音十章二十六跟二十七节。
Matthew chapter 10 verses 26 and 27. Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops.
不要怕他们。
Do not fear them.
虽然他们想要掩盖真理，甚至是消灭真理。
So although they want to cover the truth and even extinguish the truth.
所以你要传真理，他们就想办法对付你。
So when you want to preach the truth, they will think of ways and means to attack you.
把你关在监牢里面，你怎么样去点燃真理的光呢？
So when they cast you into the prisons, how can you light this lamp of truth?
但是他们忘记了。
But they have forgotten.
你只能够关注传真理的人，但是你关不住真理的传扬的。
You can only imprison those who preach the gospel, but you can never imprison the truth.
你甚至可以把传真理的人杀了。
You can even kill those who preach the truth.
但是仍然有人会来冒死传扬真理下去的。
But there are people who will risk their lives to continue to preach the truth.
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来。
Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light.
你们耳朵所听的，要在房上宣扬出来。
And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops.
不是在房间里面，我们两个人偷偷这样讲，静静的讲，在房上大声的讲，让大家都听得到。
It's not for just two of you to talk to each other quietly in the room, but rather you to declare it openly on the housetops.
如果人人都明白这个道理
，and if everyone understands this truth,
人人对真理都有一个责任
，and everyone has this responsibility to the truth.
点燃真理的光，哪里能够用异端的黑暗来侵犯呢？
Then you are able to light this lamp of the truth. Then where will heresies come upon this place?
你点灯，我也点灯。
You light the lamp and I light the lamp.
这个会堂的灯光就会明亮了。
Then the lights in this church hall will be very bright.
你不敢讲，我也不敢讲。
If you do not dare to speak and I do not dare to speak.
那么异端就敢敢的去讲。
Then the heretical sayings will be openly declared.
让人家有一种的错觉。
So that people will have a misunderstanding.
为什么真道的却静若寒潭，不敢出声呢？
Why is it the truth is so silent and so quiet?
是不是真道理亏，所以没有话说？理亏是不是真道发觉到原来他并不是真道，他错了，所以他不敢讲话？
Is it the truth has discovered that it's not so truthful after all, and therefore do not dare to speak?
所以如果是错误的道理，那么勇敢的传扬。正确的道理怎么却没有那种勇气来去说明呢？
And if this are
对不起，错误的道理不断的在那边传扬。
And if the wrong truths are continually being preached,
而正确的道理怎么可以不去说明呢？
And how is it that we do not dare to declare the truth?
我们常常说啊，你不要讲好了。
We often say, "Oh, do not say it anymore."
那怎么你却不叫那些传异端的，那也不要再传了
？But why is it that you do not tell those who preach heresies to stop preaching as well?
当你叫那些解释真理的人不要再说的时候
，When you tell those people who are interpreting the truth not to speak anymore,
那么传错误道理的人却不断去传，那你是不是助长传扬错误的道理
？And but you do not stop those who continually preach wrong things, and aren't you allowing this thing to flourish?
这实在是让我很担心，也让我很感慨的地方。
And this is something that caused me a great worry.
那主耶稣说
，And the Lord Jesus said,
信徒总把真理的灯放在斗底下跟床底下。
That there are believers who will put the light under the basket on the bed.
你就是信徒。
You are a believer.
你也有真理的灯。
You too have the lamp of the truth.
你真理的灯是放在哪里
？And where is this lamp being put?
你如果放在斗底下
，If you put it under the basket.
都是以前用来量米的，就是说你为了日常的生活，为了生活来忙碌啊，忙碌到你把真理的灯放在一边，不去追求真理了。
This basket we used to in the past to measure or to put this rice, it signifies your livelihood. And if you allow all these things to cover the truth,
我们是不是常常为了生活的忙碌而把真理放在一边，认为这不是我们的责任
？And haven't we often because of our livelihood, we are so busy that we cover the truth and think that this doesn't concern us.
要不然就是放在床底下。
Or else we put it under the bed.
床就是我们睡觉休息的地方。
The bed is where we sleep and rest.
有时候我们不是没有时间，但是是我们懒惰。
Sometimes it's not because we do not have the time, but rather we are lazy.
所以明明知道真理的灯在那一边，但是我们懒惰啊，放在床底下好了。
So we know clearly that the lamp of the truth is there, but we are lazy, so we put it under the bed.
真理的光就这样的被埋藏起来了。
And so the light of the truth is just buried in this manner.
所以我们要克服自己。
So we must control ourselves.
身体的忙碌，肉体的忙碌是需要的。
It's necessary for us to be busy in our physical life.
但是灵魂的忙碌，怎么你不忙一点呢？
But why aren't you not a little bit more busy in your spiritual life?
你必须要做好防备。
You must do this work of preparation.
你必须要明白真理。
You must understand the truth.
在真道上更上一层楼。
And in the truth, in the word of God, you must take one step further.
因为你有这个责任，要维护真理，要传扬真理。
Because you have this responsibility to preserve the truth and to preach the truth.
所以我们不只要读圣经。
So not only do we have to read the Bible.
我们更要查考圣经。
We must study the Bible.
读只是片面的了解。
When we read, we just understand it on the surface.
查考就让我们更深入的。
But when we study, we take one step further.
尤其是发生了一些争论性的问题的时候。
Especially when there are some conflicts.
那我们就必须要明白论点在哪里。
Or some debatable things that we have to understand what is the point of the debate.
对对在哪里？错又错在哪里呢？
Where is it right and where is it wrong?
你不能够只是说人家错，那你就要告诉人家错在哪里呀？
You cannot always just say that they are wrong, but you must tell them where they are wrong.
那也不能够说我们是对的，你总要解释明白我们怎么样对。
And you cannot always say that we are right, but you must be able to explain why you are right.
那如果你不去查考的话，
And if you do not go and study.
你把它放在床底下，你把它放在斗底下。
You put it under the bed or under the basket.
这个家就没有这个灯光。
Then there's no light in this family.
大家也不明白对与错。
No one in the family understands the right or wrong.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said,
真理的灯你要放在灯台上，要照亮一家的人。
The light of the truth must be put on a lampstand to shine on the whole family.
你必须带领一家的人来信主的。
You must bring the whole family to come and believe in the Lord.
不要等到异端战胜我们的时候。
Do not wait until the heretical teachings have overcome us.
你才能后悔为什么会这样。
Then you regret and say, why is it so?
我们已经有这样的历史给我们做参考。
We have such history for us to make reference.
当发生这一种道理上分裂的事情的时候，
when we meet with divisions of the truth,
这个分裂竟然在我们的家中，
and this divisions arises in our own family.
我们的兄弟竟然有一些是属于那个的，有一些是属于这里的，
and some of our brethren belongs to that faction, and some belongs to this.
有一些是父亲相信对方的，儿子相信这一方的，
and some fathers believe on the other party, and the son believes in this other party.
这个家因为这个异端而造成分裂，
and because of heresies, this family has been divided.
在平时没有点燃真理的灯，
and during normal times they have not lit this.Light of the lamp.
因此，当异端侵入来的时候，
and so when heresies come in,
我们都在黑暗当中摸索。你走你的路，我走我的路。
We are all feeling our way in the darkness, and you walk your way, and I walk my way.
而看不到哪一条是正路。
And we cannot see which way is the right way.
我们也没有办法指点明灯明路。
And we are not able to discern which is the right way.
那只好凭我们自己的感觉，凭我们的感情。
And so we just depend upon our own feeling and our own emotional type
来选择我们的路
to decide the road that we walk upon.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
And isn't this a very pitiful thing?
而这个破坏真的是一个遗憾。
And with this divisions is indeed a great regret.
什么时候这个历史又在重演呢？
And when will this history repeat itself?
但是圣灵明说，将来必有许多离道背离经背道的事。
But the Bible says that the Spirit expressly says that in the latter days there will be much of this leaving of the truth.
但是我们信徒却对这一方面却仍然没有一种的防备。
But believers have not make preventions against these things.
我们也没有好好地来去查考圣经。
And we do not study the Bible properly.
或者自己问自己。
Or to ask for ourselves.
如果我要回答。
If I am to reply.
我要做判断。
And I want to make a judgment.
或者我要教导我的儿女。
Or I am to teach my children.
我要怎么样去说明呢？
How am I to explain these things?
谁对谁非？
Who is right and who is wrong?
对在哪里错在哪里呢？
And where is it right and where is it wrong?
如果你都不能够解释的话，
If you cannot explain all these things,
那你怎么教导他们？要怎么让他们心服呢？
How can you teach them and how can you make them satisfied?
我们还是一样的毛病。
We have the same problem.
啊，这个交给传道执事好了。
We just leave this to the preachers
or ministers. 这是他们的问题。
This is their problem.
但是我们也没有看到那个历史嘛。
But haven't we seen history for ourselves?
当异端破坏的时候，是传道执事受影响吗？还是全体信徒的家受影响？
When heresies causes divisions, is it only the preachers or ministers are affected, or are all families affected?
所以信徒如果能够三三两两几个志同道合的人呢、啊，约在一起定个时间来讨论圣经，这是好的事情。
So it's good for believers together, two or three together, to have a common interest and time to study and discuss about the Bible together.
我们不是常常约在一起来去看戏，或者看哪里有好吃，那今晚我们来去宵夜。
Haven't we make appointments for ourselves to go for a movie together or to go for a meal together?
那为什么我们不约一个时间，那我们来谈一谈圣经的道理，或者发生的一些事情？
So why don't we have some time to discuss about the things which have happened or to discuss about the Bible?
这是好的。
This is good.
你们可以三三两两约几个好朋友去一个小组去讨论的。
Two or three of you can gather together, good friends, gather together to discuss the Bible.
我绝对不会说谎，你们年轻人要造反啊。
I would definitely not say, oh, you young people want to rebel.
你们私下去那边讨论真理啊。
You are going over there to discuss the truth.
真理是我们传道执事的责任呢。
This truth is the responsibility of the preachers and ministers.
我看我们都应该长进了吧。
I believe all of us should grow.
使徒时代教会能够兴旺。
The church during the Acts of the Apostles was able to grow.
因为人人每一个信徒都热心谈论神的道。
Because every believer was very serious in studying the word of God.
但是很可惜的。
But pitifully,
这种的热心渐渐冷淡。
This kind of zeal has gradually grown cold.
渐渐的就把这一些交给那些教会的传道执事。
And gradually they left this to the ministers and deacons of the church.
而你发觉到信徒当中更多在道理上迷失了。
And you'll find that many believers in the word of God have been misled.
所以彼得长老勉励我们
So Elder Peter encourages us
我们要在主耶稣的恩典和知识上长进
We must grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
我们要追求在正道上更上一层楼
We must strive in our knowledge to go one level higher
因为这是保护我们的生命我们的家庭我们的信仰的
Because this preserves our life our families and our faith
物质的东西你花了好多心机来去保护它
you spend much time and effort to protect your physical things
你的房子买了多少钱的保险
how much insurance have you bought for your house
如果有一天有火灾的时候自地线都还可以得到赔偿
if one day disaster would fall upon your house at least you can get some recompense
你自己的生命你又买了多少的保险
and how much insurance have you bought for your own life
我看200,000不够
I think 200,000 2,000,000 is not enough
要买多一点
200,000 so must buy more
要买 2,000,000 这么多、啊、太贵了但是最灵魂的保险怎么我们却没有尽我们一点的心意呢
But why is it that we haven't put in much effort with regards to the insurance of our spiritual life
怎么对我们的正道上我们却那么样的忽略呢
why is it that we have neglected the truthin our lives
这是不是我们一种的危机
isn't this a crisis in our lives
求主耶稣帮助我们
may the Lord Jesus help us
我就讲到这里
I will speak until here